Wonderful, and that is my friend, the talented instrumentalist Glenn DeCosta. Imagine. You're listening to CRS Radio, the Knowledge Station. I am Galalim, and nice to be with you again. Hope you are doing fine amidst all the turmoil in the world, but your life needs to be preserved. And the primary focus must be on what we as an individual think and the way we behave ourselves. That is as much as how we are going to be preserved individually. This world, the human world, very confusing and full of a lot of situation that the best way to get through life is to educate on the world itself, the people in the world. And as people route different situations, you like to keep on the right side of things. Because it's the ignorance of people cause a lot of problems in the world. Ignorance.
right? And the best
on the right, the primary source of knowledge is the history. History that tells us where we are coming from and show us where we are and what the future is. Only history can give us that knowledge, nothing else. So I thank you for tuning in, and I want to focus this session. Listen, legality. White men change civilized zodiacal calendar and own all. It's very important for black people. And black people need to know calendar and what a calendar is. Right, so basically that's what I want to focus on for the next 45 minutes or an hour, because time that works for us in a certain context work against us. And what happened is we live by a calendar, okay? And I'm not talking about a little city venue calendar or not like that. We're talking about the global calendar. We need to understand what the initial calendar is and why the initial calendar was created. Reading from Mesopotamian history, and the author is Zachariah Sitchin. Book titled When Time Began. I'm telling you, my friends, if we don't really understand what a calendar is, the primary use of a calendar, and what purpose it serves in human civilized world, let no one fool you. The change of Elohim zodiac AD Anadamani, New World Order. Don't let anyone fool you of the change of the Elohim zodiac calendar to AD Anadamani, New World Order, was changed and is 100% criminal. Right? So what we're saying here is that don't let nobody fool you. The change of Elohim zodiac calendar let no one fool you. The change of Elohim zodiac calendar to AD Anadamani, New World Order. And yes, because the change is fatal to civilized living. The New World Order is 100 criminal. Hybrid people lost every inalienable right. Research it. Hybrid people, the hybrid people. Hybrid people, inalienable rights. Every inalienable rights bequeath. The gods. Research it. Research it and you'll find out it is true. The world is so complicated in which we are born, and the structure of government that we don't know about or don't know much about. And for people, African people in the diaspora, we are not likely to come by the knowledge of our government and the purpose of a calendar that is a global 365 days a year calendar that affects our lives based on the time, that global time, the earth time, 365 days a year. And when we don't know that, we only box from one issue to another issue. And when it comes to important issues that affects a civilization, if we don't understand the yearly cycle of things and how it affects us, we basically just live and, you know, do what is called, we do mundane things, and use options. Certain societal concept, like to go to church and which church you're going to join, you know, or which club you're going to join, you know, things like that. Basically, the interior things that, you know, people get attached to for personal satisfaction. But when it comes to like commerce and the laws that affect those things, revenue that is taken, you know, in taxes and stuff like that, we don't do
knowledgeable about those things.
All right.
As far as
the white people, the role that white people are playing in the world right now is not one that is civilized. Because somewhere along the line, they jump into politics by criminal means and use their wits to rout the system of society in such a way that the ordinary people who don't pay attention to those important things that are used to keep the masses into a certain perception of things. And we never get to know, let's say, issues of legal control. We don't know that. Certain changes. The world is the textbook govern those changes, whether or not they are civilized changes or not. And when we don't go into history and keep and get knowledge of what is legal in society from not. Now, there is traditional government that sets up civilized way of life, civilized society, kingship. Today, you don't hear anybody talk about kingship because folks, these white people come along and begun to do stuff that suit themselves. And the white people are sodomite culture. And a lot of that is not considered by, especially, I mean, black people. Nothing much about that. We come from out of a flood that began societal life all over from what existed before. Now, the black people originated before the flood, some 200,000 years ago, that black people life started, right? It's not, history doesn't say it's any longer than that, right? It shows that there were certain kind of human-like life existed before civilized mankind came about. And the creators that are responsible for hybrid civilization are the Anunnakis. And we have official history that tells us about when the Anunnakis came to Earth, and the reason why they came to Earth was a mission of gold, right? And it is very much the official history on planet Earth. The white people came about and find a way to, to create a history that steered the black people away from understanding that experience of the Elohim and the creation of hybrids. Now, there was the Homo erectus that the history shows that evolved in Africa. And at a certain time, like about, you know, a million and a half years or 2 million years ago, Homo erectus go into Europe, and that's how that they are the antecedent of the white people.
right? And therefore, these white people interbreed with much of their kind and eventually interbreed with the African hybrid people, which gave them ultimate higher understanding of civilized life. And if you don't read and know that those things happen, you wouldn't have any interest into any changes or adverse changes that are occurring and affecting your life for the little time you live, right? Well, the Elohim, when they came to earth, remember now, we're not talking about any spirit God like you read about in the Bible. We're talking about actual history that tells us how human life came about and civility that we experience in societies today. We have got to know where it comes from, because otherwise it is just a confusing thing and put us in a state of mind where we don't have an interest, or we don't think that there is a reason for us to know things like that. But it is the root and the origin of civilized life. When the Elohim came to earth, there was no civilized life that creates what we see around us in, you know, the in emergence of civilization. Civilization came from the Elohim, period. And the Elohim came to earth some 450,000 years ago. That's the fact about our existence. No matter what you see, all people mobilizing, when you go from one state to the other or from one country to the other, the finality of our civilized existence originates with the civilized Elohims or Anunnaki, the gods. They brought civilization to earth. And the reason why civilization spread to whomever have some civilized sense today, it came from the fact the Elohim created the black-headed people and ethnicities of this creation, the Chinese, the Indians, and Hispanics, people, Spanish people, and all these people are people who are come from African bloodline of hybrids. Right. The governmental system that we know about today, it's not white people invented. It's the Elohim establishment that invent that. And this civilized hybrid civilization flourished because the gods who put their blood inside of us and make us civilized added to our bond with the life blood of the wise Homo sapiens. It's an historic issue that we must know. Now, the what we call the way of life, that's what we really have. It's not church, it's a way of life. And the we who are created reverence the gods who created us. It's not a spiritual thing, it's what we call anthropic or parochial. It's not a speaking in the tongues kind of stuff like you have in the Bible. So now, for us to live civilized, we have to read the history, not the Bible, because the Bible is not a civilized book. It's just not. And you won't know that unless you get into history and understand the nuts and bolts of history and the context of history, right? So today, when we have a calendar that says AD and Adamani, and make reference to the prior calendar, BC, because there is a calendar that controls the BC era. That was long before an AD era came about, and make up it is what I am to say, emulation. AD and Adamani is an emulation of the BC establishment. And remember now, just like your parents give birth to you, our parents give birth to us. We didn't give birth to them. So you have their name and a whole lot of parental things or elements that we cannot grow out. We grow from a child into adult, but what makes us adult is what we get from our parents. Our speech, the way we walk, we see them do everything. We get it from them, and we become adults like them, is for us to understand the calendar, what the calendar is all about. When you read AD, when you talk about dating and time, and you talk about AD, why BC? Now, they put the counterpart, of BC runs into AD. Who create the AD and Adamani? The white people, European. And if you read, you will see they invented it to facilitate themselves, who have been given some sense of civility. But they are a sodomite culture. Right? The white people of Europe, they're a sodomite culture. And they decided that they wanted to have their own calendar. They didn't have any calendar before, but now that they get some civility, they want a calendar. But then they want to rule the entire rest of the world, use military force. And anywhere they conquer, they rule it under their AD and Adamani. That's the reason why we in the Western world are being ruled over by white people. Now, remember that jurisdiction of civilized people is under kingship government. What I'm saying is not foolishness. What I'm saying is certified academic history. We're talking about, because BC is not foolishness, because it represents civilization of the past, where civilization began. BC era gives us the origin of human civilization, You can't sidestep that. If you think that we can come up with AD and Adamani and extract, they can't make AD and Adamani out of nothing. Otherwise, they are up in Europe, almost 2 million years now. And prior to Elohim and African hybrid creation by the Elohim, the Europeans did not evolve to knowing anything about calendar or anything commerce, anything legal. They didn't have none of those components in their experience, right? But they are in human They are a part of humanity, but just wasn't civilized humanity to create civilized things on the ground. So they learned that in whatever way from the African people. So now they, in their domination, they are using this AD and Adamani to control everything. So they claim they have now a right to rule over your land because they conquered you. But they cannot. They have absolutely no political, governmental power to invade and conquer. So one, government operation was never given to European Sodomite people. Never. They stole it. They stole their way in to political issues and then stole the actual operation like a military. That's what they did in Italy, right? And gradually worked their way, and you'd consider that prosecution by kingship should have stopped them, and they did not. So go to Africa and ask them, why did they sell us to these white people in ships? Why did they sell African people to be slaves? And then you would find out something. Why black people are going through trauma today and nothing that they are doing makes sense. And black people are stripped of their inalienable rights. Because right now, black people don't know that they are not created in the fallacy and fiction of the Bible Genesis creation story about a God make Adam and Eve in a garden. I mean, it's difficult now for us to realize that those things are nonsense. And we are suffering because of the problem. How did we get into this problem with the white people? It's because our ancestors mingle, or what they call miscegenation, with them. And that is what is causing the problem. But what I am emphasizing on now is the calendar. That AD and Adamani that we are respecting as a government procedure, our government laws to govern a society. Black people don't have no right whatsoever to be governed under no white people government. They're talking about them making constitution and all that. It's not legitimate. Subjugation to white people government is not right. You don't give up your creation bequeath because they adopt what is civilized and put it into their uncivilized constitution. About one of those teacher in the U.S. Constitution, he's saying that we are all endowed by our Creator. Here is the problem: when they're saying in the Constitution that all men are created equal, what equality is the Bible talking about? Who create that equality? Who create all men equal? The Bible, Spirit God in the Bible? That is ashes to ashes and dust to dust. There is absolutely no grounds for the Constitution of the United States. It's bogus because they are all taken from the BC era calendar to fashion what they are doing here as criminals. Do you understand that? So, indeed, the black people are suffering from ancestors' evil what they have done, inhibited from shacking up with these white people and mingle with your blood, with your power. And then black people fall apart, don't know anything, and these white people decide that, okay, they find a way to get rid of us. And they are working at getting rid of us, you know, as, you know, before we are dead. You know, these people kill us psychologically with the tricks that they work on us, using language and a bunch of other medicine and all kind of stuff they're using to get rid of the black people. Now, they're not sure that they can get rid of us, but they're trying anyway. And they're trying in clever ways as much as they can. So I want to impress on you the interest in the Kalinda. And Kalinda is not just, you know, what we think about it, you know, a low level sense of it. All right, let me see if I can get something out to get your understanding. When I'm talking about AD Anadamani Kalinda, I'm telling you it's trash. It's European trash, because Europeans are not the real deal when it comes to human civilization. They are not in human civilization. They are not a part of human civilization. But because we are under their bogus rule and constitution, we are obeying laws relevant to us. And only if we hold our grounds and say, no, you are not a government, you don't have any legal rights to even have an empire. White people not supposed to have an empire. And if they do at this stage, not on African territory. They just don't. Read the history book and you will find out. White people not supposed to, they are telling black people that we cannot do this and we cannot do that. There is no jurisdiction for them. They are violating every moment that they are on the African territory. Legally, by government, that's right. And if you ever can get yourself in that position to argue what the World History Book says about human civilization, who are civilized from who not, white people would all find themselves back where they belong, because their indigenous place of origin is up there in Europe, in the Caucasus. So how they get out here and doing the kind of stuff that they are doing, simply because black people are still, I mean, not every one of us, but especially those of us who migrate in ships and stuff like that, our ancestors, we don't learn enough to hold our own. And it's the reason why these white people have this opportunity to do what they are doing, that they are making bogus law and treat it like law, that they can invade our territory one by one with their weapons, and we subject ourselves to them simply because we don't have a knowledge that communicates our position. We don't communicate our position. So they come in and they get an opportunity to do, you know, to put control over us. And finally, they are so successful at doing that the Bible that we have right now is full of codes in there. And I used to hear they talk about codes in the Bible, but I really never understood exactly what those codes were. thought it was a code of a different kind of what I found out. The codes that they have in the Bible come from the fact that they get us to believe in AD and Adamani. AD and Adamani is not for African people. Right? Not the Chinese, not the Indians, none of that. Okay? And I don't know if the Chinese are governed by AD and Adamani. Maybe not. Because they're polytheistic people and they're well developed and everything like that. You know, very, very, Chinese are very, very, coherent and civilized, civilized people. Right? We are all of the African blood. Though we are different ethnicity, right? So the calendar controls your life. Government use calendar to control your life. So these guys now, when they come out, and because the white people steal their way into government, to, you know, bogus government in Italy, they take our military with dress code, and until this day, they are wrongly emulating the African military. Because that's what they started out with when they overthrew the king in Rome, Italy, and called themselves Roman Republic. So it's a lot that the white people employ to be in the position that they are today. It is easy for them to get thrown out of power if the black people learn their history. Very, very easy, and you don't need to form a army to put these white people out where they belong. Just the power of the truth. Okay? So they are the ones that change stuff up, and it is up to us to reverse it. AD and Adamani is not authentic government law. Sodomite create AD and Adamani, and they use their knowledge of our history to do it. And remember, black people government is handed over to them by the gods themselves. In the land of Ish, a city of Mesopotamia. And there are a lot of things that the white people are writing and make it seem like it's history. It's not history. And it's up to the black people to read and get to understand the calendar that governs the world, zodiacal calendar. All right?